Yo, I'm Rory. Welcome to your daily dose of positivity. The whole show or the podcast series is based on starting where you are with whatever it is that you have and taking it from there. Throughout the course of the podcast series, we will be interviewing people on our show to sort of get insight on what it is that they started, how they discovered their passions, and what they're currently doing about those passions, as well as sort of motivating whoever's listening to this who seeks inspiration on getting off their butt and actually doing something. This is a nice podcast to actually get onto and, you know, sort of hear the stories of people who are similar to you. It's not too far apart. These aren't people that are well off. These are just everyday people like you and I who actually have a passion and want to start something. To begin today's show of my daily dose of positivity, I got an insert from my boy Jackson, Mr. Bradley. He's just briefly speaking about how we have to choose between the goose and the egg. You know what I mean? So what I mean by that is the goose being what it is that's gonna generate more eggs for you, and the eggs would be the product of obviously the goose. So in terms of bringing it to the hustle or explaining it in layman's term, the goose would be the process of whatever you do on a regular basis, that education that you're putting in your mind, that work that you're putting in the gym, is that work that you're putting in at work, for example. And obviously the egg would be the products of that work. So you know how the hustle is sold to us, man. We always see that egg and we're like, damn, I want that egg. But they hardly show us the goose. And it's in the goose that we see how to get the egg. So yeah, man, please listen up and keep your ears tuned. Bradley has a lot to say.
I'm listening to like this Earl Nightingale, How to Train Your Mind to Get What You Desire. So I was playing like something else, and then I went to go wash. When I came back, this was playing. But basically where I am right now with this video, the dude is saying, do you pick the goose or the egg? Majority of the time, the people are so like, you know, blinded by the golden eggs, they forget to invest in the goose, forgetting that the goose is the breadwinner. And I was like, whoa. You know, he was taking it back like to education, to say that if you're investing in education, you know, and then it's producing golden eggs, don't neglect an education. Like, keep on like pumping into the education, and then the golden eggs will then pile up. Basically what we like doing right now with the information that we have, and then just making sure that we utilizing all the information that we have. You know, we're living in a digital age, so accessing information is much easier than it was before. The problem is the time, the concentration, the discipline, the focus. That's the fucking thing, you know, because there's so many other things that take our attention, and then 10 years down the line we're like, hey, the fuck, you know. You say, okay, now let's just bury our heads in the ground like a fucking ostrich and then just focus on this work, you know. And then, hey man, all these distractions, they always want to be there, bro. Like, once upon a time there was fucking MySpace, now my
hey, yo, one time, what's up, it's your boy Rory. I got the boy Fred right next to me. Fred is the owner of Just Leather. Trust me,
yes.
He's dapper down in Just Leather. I'm talking about leather shoes, leather socks, leather pants. Yo man, leather belt, leather shirt, leather hat, leather glasses, leather wristband, leather watch. Yeah, I'm just fucking around, man. Look, Fred is just the owner of Just Leather. One of the most talented fashion designers. He currently is making a range of leather belts for your watch and leather belts for your waist. Fred?
Yeah.
Tell us a little more about yourself, brother.
Quite simple, my man. I just fell in love with the material, and time proved that that material has a revenue, and I just stick to what I love, man, and it's paying back. Yeah.
For real, it's paying back, bro.
Straight
up. Tell me, when did you actually discover that you have a passion or a calling for leather? Like, what made you start that?
That goes way back, eh? It goes way back. On my way to school, my brother and friends, and we used to pass by a shop. They used to make gladiators, and they would throw the pieces, you know, the refuses of all that work and stuff. As I passed there, I picked it up and I realized, oh, this is interesting, and this is actually the material they make in the gladiators with.
Damn, brother. So you saw like a pair of like shoes, bruh, and then you were like, nah, I'm about leather. Nah, Fred, you're messing around with me. Tell me, there's a deeper story. Tell me, what happened when you were a kid or something and you were like, nah, it's leather, though. I like this thing.
No. That was proper. That was proper. It also went to, you know, later in my teenager stages. Yes, and I played ball a lot. And I had your Air Jordans. And they actually got the stitches were worn off. And then I thought they bust. And then I sat down and I decided, let me do something with my sneakers, nigga. I got a ball. And then I sat down, I took a needle, and I just re-stitched right there. And then I realized that, you know, not only a good material, but a very resistant material. And yeah, sure it is. I realized it's dope.
Damn, dog, that's hella dope, my nigga. That's hella dope, my nigga. So check it out. Basically, the whole concept of what I'm trying to do here is like, I wanna like share stories with people about just starting whatever it is that you wanna do,
and, yeah,
and start it wherever you at. You know
straight
what I mean?
Straight up.
So like, you've told us a whole lot about like yourself, the introduction. You know, leather. You know, you're a brand. You're selling it. I see it. It's all around you. I can smell it. It's dope.
Thanks to God.
But dog, tell my young nigga who wants to get up from his mama's couch to do something, like what processes must he follow in his mind to just get up and do it?
The love of it. You know, at times in life, until you find purpose. Sometimes it's not until you find purpose. Sometimes it's realizing purpose, because you might have realized it a long time. So basically what you like and what you're good at.
So talk, but what if like, I don't know, like, you know what I like, bro? Like, there's a lot of kids like that don't know. Like, maybe I'm dope at everything that I do too. So like, yo, bro, like, I don't know, maybe I like baking or something, G. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, B, but I ain't thinking, yo, I want to be like a baker's man at that time, you know, or I'm not inside that mind state. But I don't know, G, talk to me, brother. Like, what would you tell me? Like, yo, bro, this is how you can do it.
Yeah, word. And more specific, mostly as a youngster, you need to be open for advice and get yourself on the level. Even if it costs you whatever money, $50 to get you there, to that environment, go to it and you know, be ridiculously in love with it. And like, whatever you like, you know where they do it. If you're a DJ, you go to places where you find the best DJs and confront them and tell them that I like DJing, what can I do? They might accept you. Whatever they do, it will add up on your resume. I mean, come on, it's either you give up or you keep going. And then you need to really ask yourself whether that's the only thing that you do, if that's the only thing that you could do in the world.
Yo, fam, that's like super. I hear you. I'm also like, what if like I'm also, I got 4 kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm like 40, I'm deep in my career.
Yeah.
I can't afford to take risks. Because, you know, like, I have to think about my family.
Yeah.
You know, like, these pressures are weighing me down. But, like, I have this burning desire to sort of start some dope. Like, gee, yo, man, like,